Greater Cincinnati's become known as a region where new ideas can get noticed, get funding, and get help developing into viable projects. And now two local professionals have added a fun new twist to microfunding innovative ideas, and it involves ice cream. Christine Freck is Manager of Strategic Initiatives with Vision 2015, and Erica Fiola is Strategic Initiatives Manager for Agenda 360. They're joining us to talk about this fresh approach to idea funding. It's called Cincy Sundays. And you can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Erica, what exactly is Cincy Sundays, and how does it work?
Yeah, so Cincy Sundays is an event that funds microgrants for innovative community ideas. So for $5, attendees can come and make a sundae with gelato from Dojo Gelato and a ton of toppings. It's a lot of fun. And then listen to four presentations on innovative community ideas. And then they vote for their favorite. And the presentation that gets the most votes at the end of the event is awarded 100% of the money that was raised at the door. So all the $5 that we collected, we add up, and the winning idea or the favorite idea gets the money. The exciting thing is that this month we also have a match. So it's a one-to-one match from the Hale U.S. Bank Foundation. So let's just say if we raise $800, they will match $800 and we'll have $1,600 to give away to an idea.
That's excellent. It sounds like it's a really fun event. You get to have ice cream sundaes, and you get to hear some interesting ideas about improving the community. Sounds like it's kind of a family thing too.
Yeah, absolutely. We've actually seen just a variety of demographics at both of the events. It's been really cool to see kids interacting, to see young professionals, to see executive level individuals, and really all coming together. The presenters get to choose how they want to use their 4 minutes. And so we've had flash mobs, we've had instruments playing, and you really see the audience get involved, and you see kids dancing and people really getting into the presentation. So it's really awesome to watch.
So what's it like for the people who are presenting their ideas, Erica? What do they have to do to win one of these things?
Sure. So the first they have to apply. And to apply, they have to get their application in a week in advance. We ask that they submit a simple PDF. It can be whatever they want. If they feel their idea is best represented by a drawing, they can submit that. We do have a few guidelines on the website that we ask that they try to address. And then if they are accepted, and four are at each event, they get to present. They get 4 minutes to present, and then we allow the audience to ask up to four questions after each presentation.
Yeah, it sounds like it might be a little bit nerve-wracking for the people doing the presenting.
Yeah, you know, I think that the events thus far have been a lot of fun and the energy has been great. So people haven't seemed too nervous. I think people are just excited to get up there and they're passionate to talk about, you know, their idea or their innovative community project.
And they're just happy to have that ice cream sundae, aren't they?
Absolutely. They are so good.
We really require them to be a good deal creative as well. So we don't have AV, we don't have PowerPoint, there's no computer. So they really do have to think of creative ways to share their ideas. So like I said, we've seen flash mobs, people have just gotten up and talked. We've seen props being used. So the presenters really have to think very innovatively about how they want to sell their idea to the group.
So they have to think a little bit outside the box themselves.
Yeah, they can't rely on movies or on sound clips or on things that they've used in previous presentations.
Christine, Cincy Sundays it sounds like a really innovative idea mm-hmm. in itself. How did you and Erica come up with this idea?
So Erica and I were on a trip to Detroit in September of last year, and we did a city swap, and one of the projects that they shared with us was Detroit Soup. And Erica and I kind of looked at each other and said, we could absolutely do this in Cincinnati. Additionally, Erica's from St. Louis, and they have a similar project called Sloop, St. Louis Soup, that followed a similar model. And we really looked at those and thought, this is great, but we really want to make it specific to our region. And I really feel like Greater Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky is known for ice cream. Obviously, we have Graters, we have Dojo, we have Algamesis, we have United Dairy Farmers. And so we just specified to that. And we also just thought ice cream was a little more fun.
So that's how you came up with the name Cincy Sundays.
Yeah, we had a 4-hour car trip on the way back from Detroit together. It was actually the first time that Erica and I had spent significant amount of time together. And we kind of drew up the basics of the plan, and that was kind of the idea that stuck.
You can join our conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at WVXU.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Erica, why did the two of you decide you wanted to do something like this in Cincinnati?
Well, I think, as you mentioned, there's people with incredible ideas here. And sometimes it can be hard to get funding, especially if you're just one person with an idea. A lot of times there's restrictions about needing a 501c3 or being a nonprofit, which are completely understandable if you're going to a foundation or other places to look for funding. But, we realized there are just people with great ideas, and they just need some seed money or startup money to make it happen. So, anyone can apply, and present. And so, you know, we really just think that, you know, stands us apart.
How well is the idea, Christine, working in the other cities that are doing this? Are they getting a lot of people, and are they generating a lot of money?
Yeah, they are. We've looked at both of the models, and they have raised, I think it's in the 10,000s over the course of their duration since their program started. And individuals are just really excited to come and participate with the community in this way. Something that Erica and I really feel passionately about is that it's a low threshold for engagement. So a lot of times when you want to find a way to influence the community, you have to find a board to participate in, or you have to regularly show up to meetings. But this is one way that the community can come together and say, we made an impact in these 2 hours, and now because of that, we get to see this community project come to life. And so we think that that's why the idea has done well in the other communities, and why we've seen success in ours as well.
And I would say, too, to build on that, the kids thing, I mean, that's what's been really exciting. We didn't really think about, we had always said, you know, please bring your kids, but the amount of kids that have been coming is really incredible. And it's really fun because it's a way we can get them involved with, you know, making the community better. And it's just fun to see them engaged, and they get a vote so they can choose their favorite idea, and their voice can be heard, too.
Well, you don't know, you might be creating a future innovator out of some of those kids.
Absolutely. We hope so. Yeah.
What makes Cincy Sunday so unique? What makes it different from that? Besides being ice cream, what makes it different from the other cities?
You know, I don't know a ton about the way that the other cities come together to get all of their tools and what they need to put their event on. But I will tell you that Erica and I are both in the business of putting on events or trying to do collaborations. And sometimes that's difficult. For Cincy Sundays, the community has just really shown up and said, we want to be a part of this. And so our locations are all in kind. Dojo from the very beginning said, I want to be a part of this. Hype, the young professional organization through the Cincinnati Chamber, is our topping sponsor. Legacy through the Northern Kentucky Chamber is our spoon sponsor. We've had vendors from Findlay Market come forward and say, we want to give you toppings. We want to make sure that we can be a part of this. And so really, we just provided this platform for all of these organizations and companies to participate. And it's been really amazing to see that happen.
How effective has this been at creating funding for these projects?
Yeah, so we have had two events thus far. The first was in April, and we raised $1,730 for a project called Art Walks. They actually just implemented their project this last Sunday and painted a crosswalk and over the Rhine with art, and it's really very cool. And the community came and was able to paint, and so they're going to actually do a few more of those, I think, before the year is over. And then we raised $1,320 for My Cincinnati in May, and that was they're an organization that teaches orchestra to kids in Price Hill, and that money went to plan a regional orchestra summit for kids from all around the region. So it's been really great. I mean, we are over $3,000 raised, and so we certainly think by the end of the year we can reach 10.
And Christine, you talked about getting community support. That's all levels of the community. It's individuals. It's the business community. It's local government. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, we're really seeing that. Everyone from a vendor at Findlay Market to, you know, young professional organizations to businesses, entrepreneurs, really coming together and believing in this. And I think it is because it is a little bit of a unique event, and because it is so attainable. So it does reach all demographics, kids all the way to senior citizens, that everyone can kind of find their place there. And it's just, it's a fun afternoon. It's Sundays, it's 3 to 5. I think it's a great use of time, and everyone's really done a great job in pitching in and helping us really get this off the ground in a meaningful way to make sure that it's going to stay going throughout the rest of our opportunity.
Well, what would the two of you like to see happen as far as garnering more support for this effort?
Well, first, I would just say our next event is July 27th, so next Sunday. If you have an idea, you need to submit it by July 20th, so this Sunday. But so I think first and foremost is if just for people to come. We want as many people as we can have. We want there to be a problem fitting everyone in the room, which hopefully we will never have. We pick spaces that are very large. But that, I think, first and foremost is it. And then certainly if people want to get involved in other ways, I mean, right now we're pretty much a team of two, but we're always looking for volunteers. And I will say friends and family have been so incredible in terms of working the door and taking money and scooping gelato. And so, building signs. Yeah. So we absolutely, are always looking for help. And I mean, if anyone wants to, you know, donate a topping or like Kind Granola just emailed me and was like, hey, we want to give you granola. And we were like, absolutely.
I think having really high quality presentations is important too, because we want people to feel like their money is going towards something meaningful that's really going to impact their neighborhood or our community as a whole. And so ensuring that we get those presentations and those applications is huge to make sure that we're putting really high quality programming out there and people can really find themselves in it and really get behind it.
Christine, was there one presentation that when you were listening to these that really stood out as being just a plain fun presentation?
In terms of fun, I will say it. They unfortunately didn't win at the first event, but Pones Inc. did a flash mob to Happy. And it was really cool. We were at Rheingeist and they gave us this area that we weren't supposed to be in, but they invaded it anyways and just really started the event off on a fun foot. And I just thought that it was just such an engaging presentation, and Pones does such great work in artistic expression and dance throughout the community. So I really liked that presentation.
I will say too, we have both been incredibly impressed in all the presentations. We have said at both events and meant it wholeheartedly that, you know, I think any of the proposals could have won and we would have been thrilled. So we have been so lucky in the caliber presentations.
Erica, how many applications have you been getting for this, and how do you boil it down to just four?
Yeah. So thus far we've gotten, I would say about 6 to 8 each event. So we really haven't had to cut it down too terribly much. And we've told people too that, you know, if they don't get, if their presentation doesn't get picked for one reason or another, that they're always welcome to resubmit. So, those that we didn't pick, some of them were timing issues, and, you know, most of them weren't because they were bad ideas. It was just there were some things that maybe just didn't make sense. You know, we always go back and offer our, constructive, remarks so that they can come and reapply, because we would really love to give everyone an opportunity to present.
Yeah, give them any feedback once they've done their presentations. If maybe they aren't successful, you say, well, maybe you should try this or try that or work on this a little bit or work on that a little bit.
Yeah, we have. Someone actually mentioned that to us at an event as a suggestion, and we haven't done too much of that yet. But I do think it is something we could think about potentially for the future.
Yeah, I think we're seeing some. We saw some regulars from the first event to the second event. Something that we really made an effort to do from the beginning was transition the events from Cincinnati to Northern Kentucky. So we switched between the dates. So the first was at Rheingeist, the second was at Covington Arts. Now we're back at Walnut Hills, and then we'll be at UpTech in Covington. And I think that sometimes with different neighborhoods brings a different audience, and so we definitely take that into account too. And sometimes mention, you know, we don't know that this is the right audience, but perhaps next month when we're in Covington, this really will make a lot of sense to have you present there.
And now, is there an age limit, Christine? If a high schooler has a really good idea, can they apply as well?
Yeah. We're open to any and all ideas.
And this has to be pretty neat, though. You've got Agenda 360, which is Cincinnati. You've got Vision 2015, which is Northern Kentucky. So this is a neat joining of both sides of the river, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It just so happens that that's professionally how we are. I think we feel very passionately about doing something as a region. We think that there's a lot of power in not allowing the Ohio River to divide us, but to really bring us together as something really powerful. And it just, I mean, it just so happens that that's how we are represented in our professional lives.
And both of our organizations have been so supportive. Yes. It's been really incredible to be able to do this and have that support.
Mm-hmm.
So, Erica, the idea can be on any level. It can be artistic. It can be community improvement. Can it be technology oriented? What are some of the different areas that you'll look at?
Absolutely. We have pretty intentionally left it wide open. We want people to be able to be creative with this and innovative. We don't want to put people in a box and make them feel like, that their idea doesn't fit. So all of those sectors that you just mentioned would be absolutely, 100% great in terms of the ideas that we would take. I just think as long as it's an innovative idea that's aimed at making our community better. So if that's an app or a website or something, technology based, that's wonderful. If it's a business that's somehow community driven, if it's a coffee shop that's going to have a community space to it, I think all of those things would be incredible.
Yeah, I think the one place we ask for that community impact. So no matter what it is, how is this something that's going to positively influence your neighborhood or the community as a whole?
Are we pretty good, Christine, at coming up with innovative ideas in Cincinnati? Does this seem like a good area
absolutely.
For this kind of thing?
Yes, there are incredibly creative people in Cincinnati. And I think that, this is the exact space for an event like this because people just have such fantastic thoughts and ideas and things that they want to bring to life and to what Erica said before. Sometimes they just don't know how or they don't know how to get that first spark towards making that happen. I think that that's why you see things like Cincy Tech and UpTech and all of these innovative branding organizations and companies thrive in Cincinnati because of the creativity that's really housed here.
Erica, once somebody's won, you keep track of them, see how they're doing, and say, hey, you got to come back and report to us on how the money is being used and what kind of progress you're making.
We do. That was something new that we didn't see that they were doing in Detroit or St. Louis, but we wanted there to be a level of accountability. So we are asking that if people win, they come back in either 3 or 4 months to present on their progress. We understand that some of these projects may be longer term, so they may not be able to say we are done or we completed or finished our initiative or project. But we do want them to come back and present at least on their progress. So this month, July 27th, we will have Laura Jekyll from My Cincinnati, who won in May, and she'll be coming back to present on what she did with the money. So
if this continues to be popular, you have any plans to do something at inside locations during the winter months, or are you just planning on coming back next summer?
Nope, we will. It's year long. So we already have dates scheduled for the rest of the year. So as I mentioned, the next one is July 27th at Five Points Alley in Walnut Hills. August 24th is at UpTech in Covington. October 19th at Mayday, which is in Northside. And then November 16th at the Sanctuary, which is in Newport. So we've just scheduled through 2014, but we have every intention of picking right back up in 2015.
Any thought of taking this to other neighborhoods, maybe out in Anderson or Madisonville or Hyde Park?
Yeah, we were very open and tried to be as expansive as possible when we chose our event locations. We really tried to focus on where we thought people were really starting to convene, some up-and-coming areas especially, so we really wanted to draw people to new parts of Cincinnati or just parts of Cincinnati that they maybe have not visited before, to the point about Cincinnati being really innovative and unique. We really wanted to play off that. So we didn't want to go to the place where everyone goes to convene or the event center that's really common. We really wanted to find those niche locations and really bring a lot of people there.
But I would say absolutely for next year, we are looking for locations currently. And so open to suggestions, certainly. And we're absolutely open to looking at different neighborhoods or other areas.
Mm-hmm. And Erica, for $5, I can come, I can have an ice cream sundae. My $5 is going to be put to a good purpose. I mean, it sounds like it's a win-win situation for everybody involved.
It's absolutely a win-win. We feel really proud that we're able to, take the $5, It is cash only, just as a note.
No checks or credit cards.
Right. So, okay. So taking the $5 and immediately turning it around and handing it over to someone with an idea. We take nothing for overhead. So this is really pretty shoestring. We have been very lucky, though, that we've gotten the matches from the local foundation. So this month and next, it'll be Hale U.S. Bank. And then in April and May, we did have matches from the Greater Cincinnati Foundation on behalf of their Big Idea Challenge. And so we have had support in that way, and we're thrilled about it. But it feels so great just to be able to turn that money around and give 100% of it to these ideas.
We also think you get a pretty good sundae for $5. We have some pretty amazing toppings. I mean, anything from brownie to cookie dough to, I mean, regular sprinkles and all of that. But it's a pretty expansive topping bar.
And fruit. If you want to go healthy, we have fruit. And also, we always have a non-dairy sorbet option, too.
Yeah.
So you expect this to keep growing and keep getting more attention from people?
We sure hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, we're really excited about it. We love doing it, and we've gotten really great feedback. So we survey at every event. So we feel really great about where we're headed.
Well, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.
Christine Freck, Manager of Strategic Initiatives with Vision 2015, and Erica Fiola, Strategic Initiatives Manager for Agenda 360. After the break, an imbalance in the legal profession is making it tough to find a lawyer in some parts of the country, while in other places it's making it tough for lawyers to find work. And in focus on technology, Google's recent acquisition of a satellite company has a lot of people wondering what the tech giant is up to. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.